This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Military service members usually don't get much of a say about the shots they take. For instance, the flu vaccine is required for everyone on active duty. But COVID vaccinations, strongly encouraged, but not required. Blake Farmer of WPLN reports from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where many soldiers are still COVID vax hesitant.
Patriotic posters are pinned around this airfield hangar at Fort Campbell, which is the installation's primary vaccination site. Rosie the Riveter and Uncle Sam want you to get the shot. Major Jade Snader's the lead nurse.
The posters are just kind of a fun way to tie it back in, to say, hey, you know, we really want you to do this, and it's safe and it's effective and it's just good for the overall unit.
In May, vaccinations on post started to slide. Every day, fewer people were showing up. Helicopter mechanic Jose Rivera Martinez eventually came around. He says he doesn't want to be the weak link, especially as a staff sergeant.
Let's say that I'm going out on a mission, but then I test positive, right? Then that will be detrimental for the unit.
In the past year, he says his crew nearly had to call off a training mission because of positive cases and quarantining. Despite most soldiers being young and healthy, at low risk of COVID complications, the virus can put a platoon out of commission pretty quickly. But some soldiers do have special health conditions to consider.
And then would you prefer your left or your right arm today?
My left.
Lauren Rice was 35 weeks pregnant when she decided to get her shot.
Whenever the studies came out that you can pass the antibodies to your baby before it's even born, that was my selling point.
Fort Campbell has held regular town hall meetings to update soldiers on the importance of vaccination and the installation's stats. More recently, though, military leaders are warning of consequences for not getting the shot, namely limits on summer leave for vacation. Major General J.P. McGee called his decision unpopular.
If you are an unvaccinated soldier, you should not consider it business as usual as you start making plans with your family.
The holdouts may not have a choice much longer, though. When federal regulators grant full approval to the COVID vaccines, the shots are expected to just be one more every soldier has to take. At Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.